Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. He's got all the powers of Superman for 24 hours. It's Ben.
If that were true, I would not be here. There's no way in fuck. I mean, it would be funny. That would be a bit. Like, I got the powers of Superman. What am I doing with my day? I'm doing a podcast. I'm just sitting. Not. I didn't even fly to you to do the podcast in person. Just like normal bullshit setup. You know. It'd be funny. It'd be very funny.
You could at least multitask.
I mean, that'd be doing a podcast would be fucking infuriating. I'd hear like everything. Can he shut that off? Surely he can like kind of tune it out.
No.
You can't? So he's just like used to like kind of filtering or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
He can handle it.
I'm not. I wouldn't be used to it. Man. I mean,
he's got a super brain.
Look, I'll mention quickly that we read Superman comics. We did All-Star Superman. 12 issues.
Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely doing the art.
I saw a very funny bit that someone had done. Like, they did like a voiceover thing for like old stills of like cartoons or something for like Justice League or whatever. And it was like them talking, like Batman was like talking about how great super speed is or something. And Superman and the Flash are like, no, it's ass. Like, it sucks. He's like, why? You can read a book. And Superman interrupts him. He's like, no. To you, I'm reading that book like instantaneously. But for me, I'm sitting here and reading a 500 page satellite manual at normal speed. And I can't just read it. I have to learn it to, like, fix the satellite or whatever. Like, and, like, you know, the comment section was a bunch of actuallys, but fuck, it was killing me. Like, the Flash is, like, it's just walking normally for me. And, like, you guys don't ask me to, like, go across the city. It's, like, go to Antarctica, Flash. Like, walking to Antarctica. It was a good time. Oh, man. In regard to the comic, though, very good. I'd actually seen some bits of this. Do you want to guess which couple of chunks get like posted as single pages or couple of pages randomly online?
I feel like I should know, but I'm drawing a blank.
It's the saving the girl from jumping off the building. That one gets like randomly tossed in. And then everybody talks about how the other time he did that was super notable was better. Because it was longer and he had more of a speech or whatever. Or one of the other times. I assume he's done it. I assume that comes up more than
once. Yeah. I also don't think making it longer makes it better, but okay.
Yeah, not necessarily, but like he had more to say about it, I guess. As someone coming in fresh, the extra dialogue was nice, but I can see how it doesn't really. Anyway. And the other one is when Pa has a heart attack. That one gets that page or whatever. I forget the context, but like I had seen those specifically before. Which like that shit was good. His hair lighting on fire. I mean, the emotional impact was also very good.
Yeah,
but. The whole all 12 issues, like, it was a solid time. Atlas and Samson kind of suck. They're sort of the worst. But, like,
they were. Yeah. It's fine. They got their arms broken.
Yeah, dude, the double fucking. The picture of him in the hospital. He's just fucked up. Yeah, arm wrestle him. Go on.
Fucking do it.
I wasn't sure. Does this lead into something based on the ending? Like, does it lead into another thing? Or is it just
kind of
like.
No, it's kind of a reference. It's a reference to a story that had happened before this.
Okay. No, that's fine. I mean, I kind of like that.
Which is DC 1 million.
Gotcha.
In which Golden Superman emerges from the the solar fortress of solitude.
See, I was wondering about that. Like, at the end, I'm like, if this continues, does he live or die? Like, is this a setup for, like, following someone else or whatever, and then he comes back later? I assume, like, he doesn't actually die or whatever, but...
No.
And the, for me, you actually like, doesn't.
There's in that the issue where Pa Kent dies, the golden Superman that emerges.
Yeah,
that's Superman. That's just Superman from the far future. That's why his response is, "Which version of you are me?" And he goes, "Ha."
Yeah. No, I like had a vague. I vaguely recall that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I thought this was going into at one point was after he comes out of the sun the first time, like when he saves the exploration mission, and they're like, mm-hmm. "You're pushing on the equivalent of 200 quintillion tons," and he's like, not even sweating. I'm like, is this the lead up? I had seen one thing that like someone had referenced before where it's like him in this chair, he's like doing a bench press, and they're like, "Yeah, you're bench pressing a neutron star. Like, we can't fucking go higher than this." And then, like, I'm like, is this leading into that? And I'm like, no, the art was different.
Mm.
The adventures of me trying to piece together shit I've seen randomly.
Uh-huh.
And being wrong every time. I did not connect that it would have the two pages that I had seen, even though the art style is obviously a tell.
Mm-hmm. Frank Whiteley has a distinct style.
Yeah. It took a little bit to warm up to.
Sure. I wasn't, can see it.
Yeah.
I will say I'm not as like this is often touted as like the best Superman comic.
Really?
I'm not as hot on it. Yeah. This is the one. People like if you're going to give people if you ask like what's the one Superman comic to read, this is the one people say.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, obviously, I don't agree. We didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's we didn't very do it funny. At first.
I don't know, man.
I think it's really good, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, it's
and
solid.
And it's again, it's because partially because it's a story about Superman dying. Like the heightened nature of it, I think, makes it less important to me. Ultimately, because there's something about like normal superhero adventures that of just Superman being Superman that I just like better.
Yeah. No, I when I finished it, my thought at the end, like my immediate take based on the information I had was that and like the dialogue from everybody. Like, we get Lois saying that, like, she knows that he'll emerge, like, he'll, once he's finished, like, building the new heart of the sun or whatever, he'll come back. I'm like, this sounds like they're not confirming Superman is dead, but, like, he's dead, like, in this comic, but, like, you're open to believe that he's not, which I choose to do. Secondly, if I'm assuming he's dead... Hank was right. This kind of sucks. I don't really like this. Like, it's fine. But I was really... I honestly thought there would be some... Like, he'd fly into the sun and there'd be, like, some bullshit would happen. And they'd, like, talk about his... Oh, the extra solar boost did the inverse. You're fine. It's all good. I thought there'd be something like that going on. Like, I think him thinking he's going to die is fine. Like, that, like, oh, you're, this thing is happening, like, you got limited time. And then him, like, going through that, I think is okay. Following through on it, I'm like, it's cool when he just gets to do his thing, though. No, I'm also.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, the context biased. In which it adds to all these stories.
Yeah.
Instead of it just be, like, I don't know. It's just there's something less heroic about, like, how much he has this all planned out already.
Yeah. And like the,
like, I mean, none
the,
of it is him like there's so much of it that's not him reacting in the moment. That's him like, he knew Luthor was going to do this, and he had it all, you know, it all set up to solve.
Yeah.
That doesn't get me in my Superman feels.
Getting all that inside information from the future.
Yeah, just like having the answer beforehand. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think normally I wouldn't.
It's a little too clever, I think.
Sure.
That was on the writing end.
I wouldn't mind, but like, I didn't think if there was fun interactions or something going on, I wouldn't really. It's like My Adventures with Superman, right? Like,
yeah.
The Superman stuff is okay. The villain stuff is kind of meh, but like the Superman and Lois stuff is like top tier. So the other stuff doesn't matter. This didn't have that. Like, I thought that stuff was fine, but it didn't. It's not like it made up for it necessarily.
No, there's. It's like, this is not a book about like character interactions and stuff.
No.
Which is like, I mean, it's kind of fitting because it is trying to like do Silver Age Superman, and it's not like there were well-written characters with great dialogue in the Silver Age.
Yeah.
But that's like, but character interaction stuff is like kind of some of my favorite stuff, so
I think
I can't say this is like up there for my favorite thing.
I think the thing one of the things that
there's plenty of Superman stuff I love that doesn't have that either. So.
Sure. One of the things that caught me that I thought was really fun and done very well, not that other things don't do it well, but how he acted as Clark, like just the extreme like klutziness, like fucking tripping into stuff, and like the fact that it never really lets up, you know, like he's just fully in that, like that's him. He's just a guy who's a klutz.
No, him using his super klutzness to like do things.
Yeah.
Like when he saves Luthor's life in like their first meeting by just tripping over stuff to unplug that machine so Luthor doesn't blow himself up. That shit's good.
Yeah. And then like, I don't know, him interacting with Luthor in the cell was like pretty good, just because jacked Luthor was pretty funny. Like, feel this, fucking feel that bicep, that's real, baby. He's fucking flexing, he's jacked. What, you have an escape route? Why don't you just leave? He's like, no, fuck you. It was like that. My immediate thought, like my in the moment thoughts as I'm reading that page, see the girl first, mm-hmm. I'm like, nice, an evil hottie. And then he's like, she's 18. And then I'm like, nice, a child. That no longer hot. Fucking lead with that.
God damn it.
Dude, it's not my fault. She didn't have to be 18. There's no reason. And if she is, they didn't have to draw her like that. And she was like, whatever. She was kind of boring.
Yeah, she was not. She didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. So the thing is, like this is good, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't get me going, I guess, as much as other Superman stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the thing for most people, it seems like.
And see, for me, I guess the another big thing for me was like all the things that this has where I'm like, yo, I remember seeing this in like animated series or something. Uh-huh. I think that was the majority of places I would have seen these. I don't know about other comics we've read, but like a lot of it was familiar, right?
Uh-huh.
Especially like the people coming back in time. and helping out and doing whatever. I'm like, I remember this.
They're not the actual, they're not the Legion of Superheroes. They're just like Supermen, but it's the same idea.
Yeah. But no, I agree. I mean, like, dude, after we read fucking Kingdom Come, then I was like, this is not Kingdom Come. That shit had me amped. This is like, yeah, it's good. It's fine. I enjoyed it. I mean, I fucking burned through it. Like, I read it in a night.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very nice reading.
But I feel like most of the things I have to say are like saying, I don't love this as much.
Yeah.
Like, frankly, I don't like that take on Clark of him being all, because it's
being all what?
That, like, that it's like a put on, kind of. That it's not like just who Superman is.
Okay, yeah, really. Like he's leaning into like the acting a little bit more.
Yeah,
I can see that. Cause that was like,
and it's like the Superman movie, the Christopher Reeve ones, like, really play into that idea too, like, which I feel like is where this idea is the most strongest. I don't know how, like, it's definitely like in the comics he's not cool, but like that specific thing of like hunched shoulders and mumbling or whatever, it's so tied to that movie to me.
Yeah,
whereas like my version of Clark Kent, like, in my head, comes from the like George Reeve TV show, where Clark Kent is kind of like his cooler. He would for like whatever, whenever that show was made, like the, I don't remember, but he's like the cooler one, and then Superman is the square, where he's like hip, his hands on the shoulders, and just like, he's just not cool. But he's Superman.
See, and for me right now, I'm like, I just think about the
50s.
The animated series, you know?
Yeah. And I think, like, I think that 90s animated series Superman is closer to that.
I mean, fucking,
to me, it's kind of splitting the difference, but it's him, closer to the George Reeve one.
The line where he's like, yeah, you actually, I'm Superman, Lois. See, I masquerade as Clark Kent so I can beat you to the byline or whatever. And she's like, you're a sick man. Like, that shit's just like, it's too good. That sealed the deal on that vision.
Yeah, fair. But he did it without like mutter, like stumbling.
He's not being like, he's normal. He's just he's a guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed to have quips. You don't have to be like Mr. Cool Guy to do a bit now and again.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I mean, ultimately, it was just very nice, like, doing more Superman stuff. I was like, hell yeah, I'll do Superman.
Yeah.
It's been a bit. It's been a fucking while since we've done any Superman stuff.
I mean, it's been a while since we've recorded too many podcasts, but yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing we recorded, I think, was still Superman.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, man. I can barely remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know. Superman's good, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's fucking great. Continues to be like my favorite dude. And like, I mean, between doing Doctor Doom and now doing Superman, like, I'm very happy. I'm having a good time.
The two kinds of dude, Superman and Doctor Doom.
The two kinds of dude, yeah. The two masculine genders.
Yeah. The selfless one and the selfish one.
Just incredible.
Both wear a cape.
Yeah, that's the key thing, right? Clearly.
It's about having a sense of style.
Yeah. I mean, the moment Doctor Doom was, like, sealed for me was when they'd go into... I forget what comic we were even fucking reading at this point. I don't think it was Masters of Evil. Is that the name of it? Masters of Evil?
It was Doctor Doom and the Masters of Evil.
Yeah. I don't think it was that one. I think it was something before. I don't even know if he was the focus. But they step onto his fucking ship, and he has, like, mahogany floors. And I'm I'm fucking in.
That's Heroes Reborn, The Return.
Okay. Yeah, that was like, I'm fucking in, dude.
His fucking spaceship with the wood panel floors.
Dude, it's so fucking good. And the mahogany specifically, I was like, this man knows what's up.
Like, why do anything if you can't do it in style?
Exactly. Dude, if I was hesitant to hear what he had to say and I stepped onto that ship, I'd be like, I'm listening. Tell me more.
Oh, man. So good.
It's great. Yeah. No, it's just an enjoyable time. Getting back to comics has been very, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do more.
He has the tiny key in this comic. I'm like, it's just cooler if the key's big. Come on.
Yeah.
I know we think it's a little clever because it's like a tiny key that's super heavy.
Puts it under the fucking doormat.
But the big key, though.
Yeah.
That's just better.
No, big key is,
yeah.
It just has something, you know? It's ridiculous. That's what it is.
And like, yeah. And just like, this isn't, there's nothing special about this portrayal of Lois IMO.
Yeah, no.
Other versions. Like, it doesn't help that like in issue two, she gets hit with the like paranoia stuff and it just makes the vibe all weird.
Yeah. That was
I feel like that's a little, that's, I think upfronting that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's
the whole thing. Combined with like the art, it just makes everything a little, you feel unsettled.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah. I don't want to be in a Superman comic. But.
Yeah, I mean, I was very, I think hindsight, I was softer on it because I didn't know like how almost episodic feeling these were going to be. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that we just it was done and we moved on, I was like, okay, not that bad. If we hung out there for longer, I would have been like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Him getting hit with the kryptonite laser was pretty fun though. I just
that's a fun way to find out that I'm immune.
Yeah, he's just chill as hell about it. That was good.
I guess it's also funny, like the way I experienced this was, so this came out over the course of like 3 years or something. And so it was already like considered like the Superman comic before I read it. But then before it was finished coming out, rather. And so I first read it where I read like the last three issues or something as they came out. Cause I'd just gotten back into doing comics every week.
Yeah.
When I was in college. And it was like, yeah, this is good. But I don't know. It wasn't like, it didn't blow my mind or anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, it can't be for everyone.
No. Everything has to be for me, or it's garbage. Right?
I know how you feel. I hate it when shit doesn't cater to my taste. Infuriating.
I'm not mad about it. It's just funny to me. But it is a thing of, like, you know, when I was trying to, it was more a thing I was thinking about when I was trying to come up with Superman comics to show you. And, like, this is, every list is going to start with this one. If you look online, I feel like.
Gotcha. I mean, like, I'm, you know me, I'm down to, even if there was, like, something on a list that you thought was just absolutely not worth it, like, I'm still kind of down just because I like having the background and stuff.
Yeah, sure. Because,
like, I have, like, none of it. Like, for you, it might be a thing that you don't think is worth reading, but you've also read it. And, like, you know, there's a balance to be struck between, like, this is bad and we shouldn't do it versus, like, this is kind of not great, but, like, we still should do it. So.
Yeah.
Not that this was bad, but in general.
No, this is.
Also.
This was good and worth doing, I think. If something's, it's just not, you know, there's Superman. When Superman punches the big laser in the Fleischman short, things happen to the inside of me. My heart. And, like, this doesn't hit that way.
Yeah. I mean, even, this is, like,
just
the,
like,
initial,
this is just like, oh, this is good. This is clever.
Dude, even the,
like,
initial,
I feel like this is a little too cute sometimes, but
just seeing the,
it's not
cover,
getting the feels.
Seeing the cover of Superman Smashes the Klan, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of nice. This one, you look at it, it's like All-Star Superman. I'm like, what about him? Like, this doesn't tell me anything.
I mean, the idea of that first cover is he's nonchalantly sitting on a cloud. And he's relaxed because that's normal for him.
Yeah.
He's Superman.
But, like, I want to see him about to throw fucking racist into oblivion.
Yeah, fair.
No, I was going to say about reading stuff that's not necessarily great. It also gives me the ability to then shit on it. You know, sometimes someone's like, oh, man, but this is, like, the second best thing. I'm like, no, it's not. And then, boom, you're in an internet argument, baby.
Hell yeah.
It's not. Well, I don't get into those anymore because I'm not participating in any communities.
So the other thing I'll say about this that makes it easy to appear on those lists is you could just read it, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
There's so many comics when I'm in this, like, oh, but it's so tied into, like, ongoing plots at the moment. So, like, there's stuff even that I think is great that's, like, but really reading it's a whole bigger thing. You need to. Way more. You can't just read this.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Or you can, but then what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah. No, that for, I mean, like, for sure. That's why at the end I was even like, does this, like, continue? It doesn't seem like it did based on what Hank told me, but
no.
And that's nice. Like, it's nice having a thing that's just sort of separated.
Yeah.
Because it never fucking happens.
Yeah. And frankly, also, part of what I like about superhero comics is the ongoing stuff. So,
also, you know what? How dare you? There's so much stuff that it was tied into or is tied into or whatever. And meanwhile, we're out here reading about the fucking backside of the universal map. I'm lost as hell.
Yeah.
Shit's popping off.
That was me inflicting that on you because I needed an excuse to read it.
Yeah. Like, what? You'll that do wasn't it for me. That, but not for other shit?
Yeah. Well, I'll do it. Just I'll do it when, it. Like, I need to. It's like, look, that's the impulse that led us to watching Ultra Q, okay? No. Of, I want to consume this thing, but I don't know if I can motivate myself to do it on my own. Let's do it for the show. I'll make Ben do it too.
So that feeling is the preamble to misery. I got it.
So, you know, I try not to do it all the time. I feel more confident when I know the thing is good and I feel like I'm giving you some proper context for stuff so we can talk about it.
Yeah. And then sometimes you watch Ultra Q.
Look, that was the context to get more out of Shin Ultraman. And that part worked out.
Fucking unbelievable. Never punished. Just ridiculous. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but look, before you just say fucking just send it. That is what just sending it looks like, man. I don't think
sometimes don't think it's sometimes it's fine. Yeah. Here's the thing. Just sending Ultra Q was like fine until it turned me crazy. It was good at the start. Good in that it was like bad or whatever. It was fine.
Well, it was.
But then it just started.
It was just one of those things where like you're stuck. You're like, if we do more a week, it would be miserable to watch more every week. But if we watch less, then it would take longer to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is going to be so much better when it's behind us.
Oh, dude, totally.
I will say watching Ultra Q, when things get big, I find it funny in a way I just didn't. Just like, what if a thing was bigger? It's that one's flipped over on me into being, it's just the funniest thing. When your idea is just, what if this thing, but big?
I mean, the fucking, that Ultra Q was the one where we got like the thing, it was like the turtle with fucking boosters and like,
yes,
blinkers and shit.
The turn right? Signals.
Yeah. Like that was up there. Look, it had its moments. The fucking kid turning into like a wallet monster.
Yep.
I forget who was in the wrong on that one, but I'm sure it was the kid, right? Wasn't he a greedy little asshole or something?
I could not fucking tell you.
I think that, because I thought it was like the moral. Like he was a greedy little shitbag. Turns into a wallet demon.
Yeah. I'd seen that design before. I had no idea it was supposed to be a wallet. I thought it was some kind of clam thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's understandable.
All right, well, I think that's a podcast.
Yeah, man.
Salt Circle Podcast, gmail.com, Salt Circle Pod on Twitter, anchor.fm/Salt Circle. I'm on Twitter at Comic Panels. We're on YouTube, youtube.com/@Salt Circle.
YouTube.
Salt Superman's good.
Superman is good. Glad to be back.